Can you do me a favor? What's your name again?
Wesley.
Wesley, you're in what, eighth grade?
Second grade.
So Wesley, see that pillar right back there? It's got these two little like panels on it. Back over there by the...
Yeah.
Okay, go up there. I'll tell you what to do when you get up there. See that top panel? The bottom left square, push. Thank you. Imagine if there was no light. Imagine what the world was like before we had discovered how to harness fire. That all that you and I would have done, the whole of reality would have been simply survival. Like, how do we make it work? And we wouldn't, there'd be no businesses, there'd be no education, it'd just be survive, survive, survive. But then one day, some man, or maybe some woman, probably, because she had to do all the work anyways, right? Discovered how to turn the light switch on. Now the top left button. Push the top left button. Yep, just push it once. Yeah, there you go. And we had light. And you can come back next to your parents now. Or you can stay there, either way. No, you come on back. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come back to your parents, yeah. But ever since then, we've been able to do things. Like all of a sudden, we could do this reality that we've had for the last 10, 12, 15 million years, whatever it is, of education. We can actually begin to educate. Now, early on, the education, no doubt, was very practical. How to light a fire. How to go hunting. How to gather. How to farm. How to train animals. How to domesticate animals. Eventually, someone said, you know what? We can put these sounds together. We can actually rhyme some of our sounds and poetry and music and art on the walls of caves was developed. And eventually someone realized what we're living for isn't simply to be the best firelighter and the best artist. It's to be all that God meant us to be, to truly be holy people, following the law of God. That's simply the Ten Commandments, but ultimately the law of love that Jesus would bring. So early on, the Jewish people and the Christian people for thousands of years have realized that the heart of their education was to teach people not simply the practicals and not even the arts, but the faith, how to love God, how to love one another, how even to love our enemy. That's what Our Lady of Grace Catholic School is all about. It teaches practical things. 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, 4. See, I would not have done as well in math. I would not have had Miss Gacky saying, golly, you're really good in math. She would never have said that to me when I was a kid. But that our students do so well. In fact, they've done so well that, as we see on the cover of our bulletin, that we've won our third blue ribbon because of our academics and our quality of education here. It's an incredible accomplishment. But all that takes effort. We don't just do it. It takes effort. And as I've begun to realize that there's this incredible partnership in the ministry of Our Lady Grace School. And first, at the very heart of that is a partnership with parents. Because our school isn't about teaching only math, but it's also about teaching how to live a life that's holy, a life that's engaged in the world in a way that makes the world ever better by using our intelligence and our arts, but also by using the gift of love. And so there's a partnership with parents. That our parents are called to be holy, and our students are called to be holy, and we want to help that. And so for you who send your students here to Our Lady of Grace, we want to work with you, not against you. But also we're not simply a drop-off center. You don't just, you know, it's not like drop your kids off, pick you up later, and now we don't have to worry about being a parent, right? Ha, you worry about being a parent even when your kids are 65. But it's also an incredible partnership with teachers and the staff of our school. And I'm very grateful. I was just struck yesterday by just remembering the teachers that we have here. Great teachers who not only are brilliant in their core subjects, whether it's math or kindergarten, which is quite the subject, let me tell you. Have you ever been with a group of 20 kindergartners for 5 minutes? But the competency of moving each individual student and this classroom of students forward so that they learn the subjects that before them, but they also learn how to better love and how to better care for one another, how to reach out to the poor, the needy, as Alex shared before Mass. Our teachers do an incredible job, and I'm very grateful. Whether you're teaching at a Catholic school or anywhere, teaching is a great gift to our society. But our school here is also about a partnership with all of us, with you, the parish. It's not just the school off on its side, but it's a school which is a ministry of the parish. And one of the things I've been grateful for in my time here at Our Lady of Grace is I've not heard about the division that St. Paul is speaking about in today's second reading, which Mackenzie read, Maggie and Mackenzie, about where St. Paul says, one is for Paul, one is for Apollos, one is for Finnegan, one is for Northern Scold. He says, no, it's about all about Christ. It's all about knowing and loving and serving Jesus Christ. We belong to Christ, not to this group or to that group. And one of the things that a parish must be is not a parish of division, but a parish that says we are called to do all that God calls us to do. It's not about doing this ministry or that ministry. It's about doing both. It's not about a Catholic school or faith formation. It's about both. And this parish works very hard at it. And this parish supports financially and physically that. And so I'm grateful. I mean, someday if you basically come here simply on Sundays, which is great, but come someday, spend like a Wednesday here. And just from like noon until 7 p.m., and you'll be amazed at what all the things happening, people coming and going, old people, young people. And this community supports that. So thank you. Thank you very much. But our community here too, but in all that, there's a gift given. See, when Jesus allowed himself to be encountered on the shore of Galilee by Peter and Andrew and James and John and the others, they encountered God himself. They encountered the Savior of the world. And encountering Jesus, they had a calling. It wasn't just like a little tea party. They encountered God, and now that they encountered him, they realized that God called them, and they had to step up to it. And for them, it would demand the entirety of their lives. And so this incredible gift has been given, especially to the families who send their kids to Our Lady of Grace. And so there's a calling that you have, a calling to not simply make sure your kids do well in school, but a calling to make sure that your kids follow you on the pathway of holiness. Because we're Our Lady of Grace Catholic School, not Kevin Finnegan's cool school. I like that. But OLG would be better. See, I remember going to Our Lady of Good Counsel, grade school for first and second grade many years ago. And when I went to Our Lady of Good Counsel for first and second grade, then we moved to the other side of town there in Aurora, one of the things I realized is that I had to learn, and for me, it never was easy. And maybe it was my conduct, so a few times after school, I had to write on the blackboard. You don't have to do that anymore, do you? Because you never would have had to have done it. I had to do it many times, even in second grade. But more importantly is that I had teachers even then who, with my parents, taught me how to love God and how to follow him. That's what it's all about. So know from me and from all of us, gratitude. Gratitude for your support of Our Lady of Grace Catholic School. Gratitude for this incredible ministry. But also a gratitude that we are a community that says, that doesn't say, let's just do that, but let's do that and that. Let's help all of us move forward in the pathway of living in the light, of bringing forth the light of God to others. Because Christ doesn't simply let us be in the darkness, right? But God gives you light so that you can do your homework, right? Because without light, you wouldn't be able to do your homework at night. But also God gives you the light of your parents, and God gives you the light of all these folks here. God gives you the light of your principal and your teachers, so that all of us in the light can manifest the light.